Yeah. Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. A Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Good morning and welcome back to Hour 4 of Rosie on the House. We get together every Saturday morning for this broadcast with one goal in mind, to become your best friend. And we become your best friend by proving to you that we are the number one place for you to start when it has anything to do with remodeling, maintaining, or repairing your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can catch us every Saturday morning, 7 to 11 on some stations, 8 to 11 on others, in Arizona on Saturday mornings. And you can also find us on the web 24/7, 365 days a year at rosieonthehouse.com. We have a special gift for some lucky guy and his dad, or gal and his dad. We've got two tickets to give away to the game tomorrow. First pitch will be at 1 o'clock, 1:10 p.m. to be exact. It's the Padres here visiting the Diamondbacks. We got two great tickets right behind the dugout box. It's row 13, seat number 7, section N. Going to be a great way to spend Father's Day. And when you hear I Never Promised You a Rose Garden by Linda Ronstadt, you're going to call in and you're going to tell us the size of Ida's garden, a call we took in the garden hour from Ida in Casa Grande.
I think Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life would be a good...
No.
For nothing.
No.
No. No. Good for nothing. All right. So when you hear I Never Promise You a Rose Garden, be prepared to tell us what the size of Ida's garden is.
That's a test run.
Don't call now. That's the song.
And I think it's Lynn Anderson, not Linda Ronstadt.
Oh. Lynn Anderson.
Yeah. Just because I wanted to correct you for the fourth time today.
I'm beginning to feel like that everybody's on my payroll to correct me.
Not feeling the love this
you
morning.
You have no idea how many things I've let slide.
Bless you, my dear. All right, let's get to the topic at hand. One of the ways we become your best friends is we bring experts from different industries in to talk very specifically and drill down deep on specific topics. And what better topic could there be on Father's Day than turning that ugly, naked, dirt-filled, windy, messy, dirty, muddy backyard into a man's paradise? So we brought in our friends from Belgard Hardscape. Mr. Nathan Angel.
Rosie, good to see you again.
Been buddies with Nathan now for about 7 years. I think I met you just shortly right after that horrible accident you had.
Yeah.
That's over with, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So, and you're big dog now. We just went through a recent set of promotions. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Sales manager for Belgard Pavers. How big an area are you covering now?
I carry about four states. Oh. Arizona, New Mexico, Las Vegas, Southern Utah, and El Paso.
And Nathan has always been the technical guy. What was your past title? It was like a paragraph long.
Yeah, commercial and residential sales manager. We just chopped off a whole chunk of stuff there.
All right. Very good. And he's being joined this morning by Mark Wetland of CYC Landscaping, a Rosie certified landscape full-service design-build landscaping company located in the East Valley but servicing the valley-wide.
Hello.
Mark,
thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So, we want to talk a little bit about what we can do that ugly, dusty, muddy, naked backyard. And what can we do for Dad? And how can we get there quickly? And boy, I can't think. We don't use concrete anymore. Can you believe what pavers have done to the concrete industry?
Yeah, I got many concrete installers calling me up. Can you teach me how to install pavers? Because I'm noticing a serious decrease in my business. And we didn't do that on purpose, although I guess we did a little. There's two types of concrete out there, one that has cracked and one that will crack.
Yeah.
So we're trying to provide a sustainable, cost-effective solution so that folks don't have to do maintenance on their home. They can put in a beautiful backyard, they can put in a beautiful driveway, and be done.
Concrete, I've done a lot of trades. I came into the construction trades as a framing carpenter. I went into lathing and sheetrock for a long time. Got into concrete with our good friend Coy Massey and his family concrete company. Concrete is my favorite trade because you get there early. I love getting on a job early. You got the lights on. The roach coach is there with coffee and burritos. And the mud truck shows up, and, baby, it's
on.
The game is on, baby. And you get that mud down, and you get the power paddles, you get screeded, leveled off, trowel down, get the power paddles out there. And when you're at the end of a day, you can really, really see you got something done.
That's
man.
Right.
Not like a silly trim carpenter in there hanging little cleats and shelving and, you know.
Wimpy stuff.
I don't know how those guys do that, but boy, there's nothing like a good trim carpenter. I'll tell you, he makes all the difference in the way. He covers up everybody's mistake.
He covers up your concrete finish.
That's right. That's right. So I became like a concrete scientist in my early remodeling career and studied all kinds of different concrete to create that crack-free concrete, that perfect concrete. I hate rolled edges on my cold joints and my outside edges. And I like my perfect 4-inch margins on my screeds. And
how'd that work out for you? Not too good, huh?
Uh-uh.
I haven't figured out a way to keep it from cracking just yet.
I put wire in it. I put rebar in it. I put fiberglass mesh in it. I ordered it up to 5,000 and 6,000 pounds. And put more cement in it. I'll keep it wet for a month. I'll throw wet burlap rags on it. I'll do whatever I have to. And I'm a big believer in pavers.
Welcome to the bright side.
But I will tell you this. Pavers aren't any easier to lay than concrete.
No, that's why we have really good relationships with installers like Mark and CYC, who are also, in addition to being a Rosie partner, are a Belgard Master Craftsman company.
You're not just laying pavers on dirt.
No.
Why don't you guys talk through the right process for getting a paver patio set down? Start from scratch.
We'll talk about overlays later,
just from scratch.
Perfect. I'll start with the most sort of important thing, and then I'll let Mark pick it up from there.
Okay.
And that's the soil. The valley soil goes from extremely hard and rocky granite on mountainsides to extremely expansive clay soils in the Southeast Valley and even through Scottsdale. So we've got to know what kind of soil we're going to put this stuff on. It is the most important thing because it's the base for which all this is going to be. If we got clay soils, we've got to get some of it out, or we got to put more ABC or aggregate base course in order to stabilize that soil from there.
Okay.
And then we need to look at what are you going to use your patio for? Are we putting in a driveway that's got to hold a lot of weight?
Okay.
ICPI, to Nathan, I believe is also part of, has put up standards for different parts of the country and different applications for paver installation. Most good installers are ICPI certified, and they're going to follow those practices. We're putting in a minimum of 2 to 4 inches of base in most patio applications throughout the valley.
That invariably is getting in there and removing some soil, dropping it. You're over excavating.
Oh, definitely. A minimum about 5 3/8 inch below finished height.
Okay.
Second thing, we need to figure out what to do with the water when it eventually comes, because when it comes all at once. We're out there with a transit, and we're shooting grades, 1-2% minimum. And it's not just shooting your patio and getting the grade right, but once you're directing that water someplace, you need to have it. It needs to have some place to go. And that seems to be the biggest mistake people make. Is they'll lay their patio, they'll have their patio graded right, and then all the water just sits right on the end of the patio, because it's got nowhere to go after it, you know, once it starts hitting native dirt again.
And I talk to a lot of people thinking about redoing their backyard, and they get into talking about pavers, and they think, yeah, well, then that way the water gets to re-enter the soil. You surprised me, Nathan, with the statistic about a typical paver job really sheds how much of the water?
Well, really, it's all about the sand in the joints. Sand's only got a 3-5% permeability. So the notion that we're going to let the water soak through the joints, through the sand, down into the ground table is it's not very accurate. If you want to do that, we've got technologies available with permeable pavers and with with open graded aggregates that will send it all the way back down, or even into a tank that we can reuse the water later for. But those are the kind of applications when you're working with a contractor, you're going to have to say, hey, this is one of my goals. Other than that, we've got to get the grade just right, like Mark was saying, and find a place for that water to go.
And Mark was talking about the sub base that they lay in there. And I think if I look at jobs that I've seen homeowners do themselves, the overwhelmingly reoccurring mistake that I see over and over and over again is they use the sand to establish the grade, and they use too much sand, and that's where the ICPI certification comes in. There's a very, very specific amount of base you have to put down. You have to set your grade with the rough grade, not with a sand bed. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how complicated it can be. The Belgard product is carried all throughout the state.
Yep. All throughout Arizona, we've got dealers from literally Green Valley down in south of Tucson all the way to Page, Arizona.
Okay. And you can do it yourself. I'm going to tell you from personal experience, if you're going to start recreating something in your backyard using hardscape, start with a dry stack retaining wall. It is a whole lot easier than the paver job. I promise you. I've done both, and it is a good primer to let you know just how much work it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Start with the retaining
wall. That's right. That's right. A short retaining wall.
Start with a short retaining wall. We're going to be back with Mark Wetland of CYC Landscaping and Nathan Angel, Belgard Sales Manager. We get back talking about hardscape and Belgard elements.